Hi everyone, my name is Oliver, and I'm going to talk to you today about a recent trip I made to Nelson, a beautiful coastal city on the South Island of New Zealand. Getting there was an adventure in itself. I was coming from the North Island, and I initially planned to fly down from Wellington to save time. But after chatting with some fellow backpackers, I eventually opted for the ferry, which offered some absolutely breathtaking views of the Marlborough Sounds along the way. I'm so glad I made that choice. Once I arrived in Nelson, I took a walk around. Everyone always talks about the golden beaches in this region, and they truly are stunning. But what really struck me was the sheer number of art galleries scattered around the centre. It clearly has a thriving creative community that you can feel as soon as you arrive. Finding a place to stay was the next task. I'd originally booked a bed in a busy youth hostel right in the middle of town. However, a friend I met on the crossing recommended a brilliant campsite just outside town, so I cancelled my reservation and pitched my tent there instead, enjoying the fresh air and beautiful surroundings. I'd planned my visit to coincide with the famous Nelson Saturday Market. Before hitting the stalls, though, I thought about checking out the local museum to learn some regional history. Instead, I spent a peaceful hour wandering through the botanical gardens, which were absolutely lovely in the early morning light. Then it was time for the market. As I approached Montgomery Square, where it's held every week, I expected to be hit by the smell of street food, as there are always food trucks there. Actually, it was the sound of live music that first grabbed my attention, with a fantastic local folk band playing right at the main entrance. The market itself was a treasure trove. There were so many souvenirs to choose from. I was very close to buying a beautiful woolen sweater, and I also really liked a delicate silver ring. In the end, though, after browsing for ages, I selected a fascinating wooden mask to take home, beautifully carved by a local craftsman. It felt truly unique and represented the culture perfectly. All that shopping made me incredibly hungry. By lunchtime, I was starving. I saw loads of people queuing up for organic pancakes, which looked very tempting. But I really wanted something savoury, so I ended up grabbing a bowl of spicy noodles, which really hit the spot and warmed me up. With the market winding down in the afternoon, I wondered what to do next. Someone at the market had suggested visiting a local pottery workshop. However, I'd read about a glass-blowing studio nearby, and watching the artisans work with the molten glass there was absolutely mesmerising. I stayed for over an hour just observing them. Nelson is famous throughout New Zealand for its sunshine, so I really wasn't prepared for the weather to turn. The forecast had warned us about potential gales, but we didn't get the strong winds that were predicted. We did, however, get caught in some heavy rain later that evening, which forced me to retreat to my tent early. Despite the wet end to the day, the whole trip was incredibly visually inspiring. I thought about booking a challenging hiking trip for my next adventure, but honestly, looking back at the vibrant colours and landscapes, I think I'm going to enrol in a photography course to capture these memories better next time.